This is going to be a prosperity meditation, even though I know we don't need any. I'm going to give you a few prosperity secrets. Don't tell anyone that you feel may at any level not support or ridicule your goal. So don't tell anyone, not on the spiritual path, that you're working on prosperity from a spiritual mental approach. Don't tell people who don't understand creation through a mental spiritual approach that you are about to attract, magnetize, or create prosperity for yourself. If you do, you tell somebody that doesn't support it, you will break the connection, you will drain the power that's building up and around your new mental equivalent. So secrecy is an absolute essential if you're trying to create prosperity through a spiritual mental approach. The second thing, if you're trying to create prosperity, is to understand that you're not trying to make anything happen. You are simply releasing the abundance that is already a part of your true nature. You're not making anything happen. You're just releasing the abundance that's already part of your true nature. Eliminate all pressure. Eliminate all intensity. Let the substance flow into visibility and experience. Let your flow, let your substance flow into visibility and experience. Easy does it. Easy does it. Now, as your good begins to materialize, don't get puffed up with spiritual pride. Remember, you are not doing the work. It is spiritual substance that is interpreting itself as the fulfillment of your desires. You are just a channel for the outpouring of the spiritual substance. You are not doing it. You are a channel. You are not doing it. You are a channel. Now, critical thoughts and feelings of fear will hold back your good. Critical thoughts and feelings of fear will hold back your good. Critical thoughts and feelings of fear will hold back your good. Critical thoughts and feelings of fear will hold back your good. Critical thoughts and feelings of fear will hold back your good. While a consciousness of love and a consciousness of trust will speed up the flow. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Faith is the energy that clears the channel. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Faith is the energy that clears the channel. Your faith is the energy that clears the channel. Acknowledge the spirit within as the one source of your abundance. I acknowledge the spirit within as the source of my abundance. I acknowledge the spirit within as the source of my abundance. I acknowledge the spirit within as the source of my abundance. The one source of your supply. The one source of your supply. The one source of our supply. Look only to God for your prosperity. Look only to the higher power for your prosperity. Look only to spirit for your prosperity. These are the true prosperity secrets. Don't outline the way your good is to come forth. Do not outline the way your good is to come forth. Let the Spirit surprise you with its delightful ways of showering you with abundance. I let the Spirit surprise me with His delightful ways of showering me in abundance. I let the Spirit surprise me with His delightful ways of showering me with abundance. I let the Spirit surprise me with His delightful ways of showering me with abundance. I let the Spirit surprise me with His delightful ways of showering me with abundance. Recognize that it is the will of God for you to be wealthy. It's the will of God for you to be wealthy. It's the will of God for you to be wealthy. Understand, there is not anything that even resembles lack, limitation, or poverty in the consciousness of God. You were born to be rich. 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 I was 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 born to be rich. You were 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 born to be rich. We 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 were born to be rich. I was born to be rich. Anybody want to say it to me with me in just a second? Yeah, let's see if we can. Those of you who feel like doing it, let's do it. Those of you who want to listen, please listen. I was born to be rich. 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 I was born. Now we're gonna say to everybody else, you were born to be rich. 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 You, how about all of us? We were born to be rich. 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 We were born. Thank you. Thank you. You are the offspring of the infinite abundance of the universe. I want you to hear that one more time. You are the offspring of the infinite abundance of the universe. Hear that. You are the offspring of the infinite abundance of the universe. So don't delay your demonstration by holding in mind the idea of receiving your good tomorrow. It's not about receiving your good tomorrow. God works in the now. 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 Now is the accepted time. If you live in the future, your prosperity will always be one day ahead of you. Abundance in the physical world is now picturing of prosperity consciousness. So work from within. The higher your consciousness, the greater your prosperity. The higher your consciousness, the greater your prosperity. The higher your consciousness, the greater your prosperity. As above, so below. Gratitude and thanksgiving are vital ingredients in developing a prosperity consciousness. Gratitude and thanksgiving are vital ingredients Nothing opens the door to your storehouse as quickly as a thankful heart. So you develop a prosperity consciousness by changing your mind, by replacing the ideas of lack with ideas of abundance. Spend more time each day thinking about what you want rather than what you don't want. You don't want lack, so stop thinking about it. You don't want lack, so stop thinking about it. Keep your money circulating. If you hoard your money for a rainy day, you might have to spend it on an ark. Thank you, brother.
I need to hear that. Stop. Don't tell people who think you're crazy what you want. So look here. You know, if we're trying to create through mental and spiritual means our creative ability, then you tell people who think that's crazy what you're trying to do, then that limits
the power of what you're trying to create for yourself. Don't talk to negative people about what you're trying to do. Don't talk to negative people about your prosperity goals. Don't talk to negative people about your prosperity goals. Don't talk to negative people about your prosperity goals. Don't talk to the people who are not going to support you about your goals. Don't talk to the people who are going to think you're crazy and criticize you about your goals. You know who you can tell things to, and you also know who tend to take the opposite point of view no matter what you say. You also know your friends who always tell you what to look out for every time you get ready to do something. You all know the people who are going to give you the negative feedback. So you know if you go to them, you're trying to discourage yourself. You're the one that's afraid to have it, so you go talk to somebody to help you not want to have it. So you can kind of tell what you want by who you go to for advice. Today I'm going to talk about a section that I think is really powerful, especially from A Course in Miracles perspective. It's called The Answer to Prayer. So page 163. The only rule in A Course in Miracles is that you don't have to believe anything you hear. If you use it, you'll see that it's true. And so there's a message for you today.
And so I would like to ask you to be on the lookout for your message.
So page 163, The Answer to Prayer. The first sentence is absolutely the truth. It says, everyone who has ever tried to use prayer to ask for something has experienced what appears to be failure. Everybody's had the experience of praying for something and it looks like you didn't get what you prayed for, right?
Right.
And prayer is just asking. So when I say prayer, I'm just talking about you asked for something, you didn't receive it. Well, he says, and what's really a trip is that that's not only true in connection with specific things that might be harmful. He says, but also in connection with requests that are strictly in line with this course. In other words, I might ask for something in the world and fail to get it, but it looks like I asked for the things that the Course in Miracles say I should ask for. Don't get that either. I pray for peace and prosperity and forgiveness and happiness, and seems like that's not happening either, even though I'm asking for the spiritual stuff. He says, the fact that you asked for spiritual things and it looked like even those things didn't happen, he says that might be incorrectly interpreted as proof that the Course doesn't mean what it says, because I asked for what the Course told me I should ask for, which is peace, and I'm still wanting to kill everybody. So obviously I'm missing something. Don't you think? If I got a rifle on the roof, don't you think I've kind of missed the peace point? So the Course says, you must remember, however, this is very, very important, you all. You must remember, however, that the Course states, and repeatedly, that the purpose of the Course is the escape from fear. The Course is not, you're not studying the Course in Miracles so you can get a house, a car, and a boyfriend, or a girlfriend, or a new VCR. That's not what the Course is for. The Course is to teach you how to let go of all fear. Because all the fear you experience in your world is completely in your own mind. There is no fear external to you. All the fear you feel is in your own mind. So the purpose of the course is to get rid of the fear that you have in your mind, because the course says the minute you have fear, then your perception becomes distorted and you're not seeing anything clearly and nothing correctly. It's like you're looking through a dark glass. So if you're a person that's full of fear, anger, depression, anxiety, jealousy, insecurity, and lack, you're not seeing anything correctly. And thank God that you're not. A miserable person should hope they're wrong all day. Why would a miserable person want to be right? Well, that's crazy, isn't it? Because if you're miserable and you're right, you're stuck. So I'll say something to my friend sometimes that sounds like it's negative or whatever. And they say, well, really, it's not the way that you're seeing it. I'm upset, right? So you know what I say? I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to be right about this. You know, if I'm mad at somebody, I want to hope I'm wrong about them. I don't want to be right about the thing that's making me upset with you. I don't want to be right. I want to be happy. And right. Amen.
Amen.
No, I know I get some agreement on that. It feels so good to be right, don't it? The Course says we get up every day with the goal of being right, even when we're wrong. Thought that was great. What am I going to do that? I want to be right all day about everything. No matter what's happening, I want to be right about it. That's really the way the average person lives. They just want to be right about every freaking thing they think and say. Even if they're miserable, they want to be right. Okay? So everybody's clear about the first, what the first paragraph says. It says that every one of us has experienced failure when we try to ask for something we want. And it seems like it's happened when we ask for material things or when we ask for spiritual things. And when we ask for spiritual things like peace and harmony and oneness, and it looks like we don't even get that, he says, well, that might make us really believe that the Course doesn't really mean what it says. But the Course is saying, I want to teach you how to escape. I like the word escape from fear. He says, so, now this is what happens. He says, now suppose you ask of the Holy Spirit or God or the higher power what you really want, but you're still afraid of it. You ask him for what you want. I really want a relationship. You know, and you're scared to death of intimacy. Scared to death of having a relationship. Scared of people. Blocked. But you say, I really want a relationship, but I'm still afraid of it. He says, well, if you ask him for this and you are still afraid of it, your attainment of it would no longer be what you wanted. If I am afraid of it, I don't want it. If I am afraid of it, I don't want it. So if I ask for something, but I don't feel comfortable asking for it, and I don't feel peaceful asking for it, then I don't want it. I'm afraid of it. Or the mere fact that I asked for it would thrill me. You know what I'm talking about? When you ask for something you really want, you don't be... If it's something you really want, yes, give me that green. I want that Bronco ticket. You don't go, give me a Bronco ticket. You know, and so in a class like this, we'll say something like, I deserve to be rich now. And you get, you know, I deserve to be rich now. If you can hear that much. So the Course is trying to get us to see that the reason, one of the reasons why your prayers haven't been answered is that you're asking for things that you're afraid to receive. So your achievement, it wouldn't really be what you wanted. And so it says that's why specific forms of healing are not achieved. There is a such thing as healing, but certain specific forms of healing are not achieved. And this is why. It says an individual may ask for physical healing because he's afraid of bodily harm. I just broke my arm and I need to be healed. People don't have a problem with that. He says, then he goes on to say, but what you don't realize is that if you were healed physically, the threat to your thought system would be considerably more fearful to you than its physical expression. Now that sounds like one of them sentences that it sounds like he said English, but I don't know what the hell the boy just said, right? Can we agree that that's called reading the Course in Miracles? Y'all heard? See, I'll read it again. Watch. You see yourself as really intelligent. Check this out. At the same time, if you were healed physically, the threat to your thought system might be considerably more fearful to you than its physical expression. What the hell did he just say, right?
He did it again, right? It's because we know what I said, but if we realize what I said, we'll wake up a little bit and we still want to be asleep enough to have our fantasies. Because you can't have a dream when you're awake. So we try to just stay asleep enough to have our fantasy. What the Course is saying is this. If I broke my arm and it was hanging off, and I said, God, heal me, and my arm went, whoop, that would be much more frightening than a broken arm. That's all it says. Thank you very much.
So if you read it again, you'll see it says just what I said. You go, wow. Like the answers. He said, if you were healed physically, the threat to your thought system might be considerably more harmful than its physical expression, which is the broken arm. I'm less afraid of having a broken arm than seeing my arm instantly healed in front of my eyes in 5 seconds. Right?
Right.
And not only that, the Course says, if you're asking just to have your arm healed, in other words, he says, if in this case you're not really asking for release from fear, you're just asking for the removal of a symptom that you yourself selected. So your request is therefore not for healing at all. See, there's a difference between asking for healing and asking for my arm to be fixed. Did you know that? That's what he's saying. You know, that healing would be getting in touch with the thought and alleviating the thought that created the situation that your arm got broken in the first place. A healing would not have would be you not having a state of consciousness that would never attract that to you. The healing is not getting your arm fixed, because you still got the broke arm create a thought. And so the broke arm create a thought can just create you another broke arm. So every time you try to fix the symptom without dealing with the cause, you're really not healing. So the Course says the reason why we don't heal is that none of us ask for healing. All of us just ask to get the stuff we screwed up straightened out. Yeah, we don't really ask for a real change of mind. My car's broke down, and so I want you to give me the money to get my car fixed, God. I don't want to deal with whatever it was in my consciousness that created the situation where I had to worry about having the money to get the car fixed in the first place. That would be the real healing, would be to get my mind corrected that created the problem to begin with, rather than always dealing with the symptoms of my erroneous thinking, which is the lack that I'm dealing with right now, or the jealousy I'm dealing with right now, or the problem I'm dealing with on my job, or the problem I'm dealing with in my relationship. All those things are just the symptom level. That's just the effect level. You still with me? Everybody with me? Any questions about what I've said so far? So if you've been asking for something and you haven't received it yet, according to what we just heard, why haven't you received it? Anybody? Okay, how do you know you don't really want it? Because you're afraid of it. Because you're asking for it in fear. Okay, what is the difference between real healing and fake healing?
The healing is the healing of symptom. Real healing goes
under
the perspective of the consciousness that created the symptom.
I love it when you talk dirty. That's my 900 number. You know, I dialed the 900 number. You are the holy child of God. You're praying to God, this kingdom. You are in it. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Perverted prosperity, only me. Okay. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
So stop asking for stuff that doesn't excite you enough to even say it. You know what I'm saying? You say, okay, we're going to say affirmations if nobody wants to say them. You know, not nobody, you know what I'm saying? People that usually don't jump up and down and participate out loud whenever we say let's chant or whatever, you know. And it's interesting that I don't have, and I'm not criticizing, I just want you to think about this, that I say I want something, but I will not verbalize it. I'm afraid to verbalize it. I'm around people who want the same thing I want. You know, I've created my own special set of like weirdos. That I could finally be myself with, and I'm still afraid to express myself. I won't even express myself around people like myself.
And I used to say,
at least if I was around somebody like me, I'd let myself go. I'd really be myself if I was around somebody who just...
Now, when you're in a room full of people like us, what are we doing? So again, we see why we're in the situations we're in. It's not that the universe is doing anything to us, it's just that we're lying to ourselves about how we feel about what we say we want. I'm going to go deeper. Can I go deeper?
Yeah.
Okay. I was at a show last night. I had such an incredible demonstration last night. I just had to take a moment. Can I take a moment to share this with you all? Thank you. I was going to do it anyway. but you asked. You asked. You be polite. Okay, I went to this Michael Fronte Spearhead show at the Fillmore. And I played his music in my class before. He's an incredible vocalist and has great lyrics and love, really love, powerful, love, supportive, unified kind of energy. Anybody here go to the concert? Okay. Aha, you know what I'm talking about. Wasn't it off the hook?
Amazing.
It was amazing. Okay. So the crowd that comes is just as loving as anybody on the band. So you go as much for the audience as you go for the band. Because it's like being in an audience full of people who are the kind of people you always dreamed of being around, but you didn't think they existed, which was 2,000 people all loving on each other, being friendly, speaking, you know, just, I mean, it was like one big happy friggin' family of God. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen, you know. Everybody you pass by, they make eye contact. You know, I walked past one girl, she... You know, it was like, I mean, hugs. Somebody just grabbed me and hugged me. You know, and there wasn't a whole lot of black folk there, I'm telling you. So, I was in the middle of all this love, and I thought about how I had asked for that, and how I wanted to manifest that, and the people that I was with were so beautiful and so loving, and I was looking at, wow, you know, this is where my consciousness is manifested. I'm getting a real demonstration that if you change your mind, you can draw not one person, you can draw hundreds and hundreds of people around you with the same kind of energy. You know, it's like I would just text people. I'd just walk up to somebody and say something like, yeah, this right here feels like a slice of the real world. And they said, yeah, all you got to do is be positive and make sure you put the love out and realize it's not about duality, man. It's about all of us being one. I was like, oh, man, like, yes. Oh, that felt so good. In the meantime, it was four girls dancing around, man. It was great. And, so I was standing up, and I looked up, and I saw this young lady. She was over about as far as Debbie was over there by that door, and she was dancing. And she was like, I never seen anybody dance like that. She was moving so beautifully, and she was so beautiful, and the energy felt so good that was coming from her that I said, oh, I sure would like to connect up with her and just have some kind of interaction with her, you know, because her energy is just off the hook. You know, just love and energy, physically beautiful, just putting the energy out there. So I said, boy, I would love to have that connection. Now she's dancing with what appears to be her boyfriend, or whoever she was with. Not just right by me, but like right over here. As soon as I said, I would love to have that connection, she said, she stopped, and she looked at me, and she walked over to me, and she grabbed me, and she put her arms around me, and she leaned me back, and she kissed me, and then she started dancing with me. Instantaneous manifestation of a thought, and obviously I really desired it. So I saw the power of desire actually happen. A desire that I had, but without any attachment. It was like I was okay if we didn't dance. I wasn't like tripping about, no, I gotta have. I wasn't gonna be her stalker or nothing. You know, it's like stalking don't work. So give it up, whoever y'all think doing. You know when you break with somebody and you had no behind the bushes. You car to see where they're going. And you just and you ask yourself, how did it come to this? How did I end up behind a bush? What happened? What went wrong? Started out as love.
But that was, and the whole thing was like that. It was like, it was just love, 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 love. And that's what it's been ever since the first of the year for me. It's been love, 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 love. And so I know that that's going to push up my ego. That's going to push up fear. That's going to, it's like the truth is like squeezing a toothpaste tube. And when you start really giving yourself the truth, you're going to start pushing all the gunk thoughts out of yourself. And if you don't know that, when they come up, you'll confuse yourself with it and think you're doing worse than you were before. So sometimes when people get into the truth, their life seems crazier to them. And that's, it's always been that crazy. You just didn't know it. Okay, so don't tell yourself, things like things got worse since I got into the course. No. Since you got in the course, you became aware of what you've been doing to yourself all the time. And so it appalls you that you say, oh, you know, this is worse. No, it's not worse. You're just becoming aware. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So if it looks like your life is crazier than ever since you've become more serious about your spiritual path, that means you're really shaking things up. You're really transforming. So give yourself a break. All right?
All right. Yes.
All right. That's all right. That's okay. I'm all right. I'm cool. All right. So we got any questions before I go? Anything about what I've said? You don't remember? Huh? The kiss was off the hook. Yeah, kiss was off the hook. Everything's off the hook right now. I'm getting out of the box. The kiss was nothing compared to the consciousness that created it.
Yeah.
Because the consciousness that created that kiss can create other kisses for me. Mm-hmm. Now, so she doesn't have to be my only kiss. So, which is a good thing since she was with somebody. Oh, see, when you confuse the channel with the source, you think you have to have the person that gave you the kiss, and then now you're the stalker. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm trying to get her from her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? So just what I had to realize was that the love within me created that. The thought within me, the consciousness within me created that. And once you realize that, then that lets go of a lot of fear about ever being alone, or ever being loved, or ever being connected, or anything like that. All that fear will go away because it's just in your mind anyway. And the minute you let go of the fear is the block. So then the block is gone, and then everything that you want just shows up because it's just been waiting to get to you all the time, but it couldn't get to you behind your wall of fear. So just on the other side, so picture what your fear or what you're afraid of, and think of that as a wall. Well, right on the other side of that fear is the love that you're looking for. And what you don't realize is that you are the one projecting the fear out on the screen of your life and then looking at it as your outside world. So all you're ever seeing is your own fear projected. And sometimes that fear would take the form of a person. And it look like you got people you're afraid of. They're just nothing but physical personifications of your own fear. Because I'm sure the kind of love that I received from those very same people in that building, somebody else didn't. Because somebody else will tune in on another part of them. The part of them that's maybe not that loving. So we don't know what we're doing is with people is we are tuning into them. And the station you pull out of me is the station you tune in on. If you tune in on the part of me that attacks, then I'll attack you. If you tune in to the part of me that loves, you say Earl is a very loving person. But we are all multidimensional stations and tuners and transmitters. And people tune into different stations on us. And that's why you have different experiences of a person than somebody else has. It's because you tune. If you go to the love channel, you're going to meet them on the love channel. And last night I was on the love channel. Especially I was on the kiss channel. It's hard being on this path. The things I have to put up with in the name of God. So I'm telling you, that relationship workshop that Stephanie and I are going to be doing is going to be very different and very off the hook. And it's not about personal special love relationships. It's any relationship you're having with anybody.
There's going to be a limited number of enrollments. So if you want to do it, you need to go ahead and do it. Because Stephanie and I discovered something that when we were working on this workshop that we really realized that we hadn't heard before. And so all of a sudden, Spirit just started giving us a perception of it, a relationship that we had never heard before. And so it really has excited us to get a chance to share it because it's a radically different approach to dealing with relationships. It's going to probably bring up a lot of stuff in people, but it's going to also, by that I mean it's going to be so different from what you're accustomed to thinking, but at the same time you won't be able to deny that it makes a whole lot of sense, and that's why it'll work. So anyway, I'm excited about it. I'm so excited I don't know what to do, because I can just feel it's going to be something that I'm going to be taking around everywhere. And I've been looking for something to take around everywhere, because it's time for me to go everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
This is the year I'm going to see what I can do. I wish y'all would join me in making this the year that you would see what you can do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you say, this is the year I'm going to see what I'm going to put it out. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to see. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to get out the box. I'm going to see what I can do this year. Mm-hmm. And then we support each other in that. See, it's amazing what we can accomplish together. Really, we're so blessed to have each other. It's ridiculous. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Once you recognize you have a fear,
mm-hmm.
how do you address the spirit so you can have it renewed?
Well, this is the cool part. The only thing the spirit wants you to do is recognize it. That's it. That's the brilliance of it. I mean, if you walk out of here today and you say to yourself, you know, the reason why I haven't achieved what it is I've been trying to achieve is I didn't even realize it, but I must be afraid of it. So the minute that you tell yourself you're afraid of it, the next thought that comes behind that is, I don't want to be afraid of it. And so you start doing whatever's necessary to let go of the fear. But see, most people don't even know it's the fear that's blocking it. They think they're really wanting it and it's just not showing up. And that baffles them. That's why I might keep asking for this, but it doesn't look like it's showing up. The truth is, you're afraid to receive it. You know, if you say you want a relationship and the guy walks up and says hi to you and you almost faint, or you get scared to death, it's obvious that you don't really want a relationship. You're still afraid of that kind of connection. But when you tell yourself that there's something you want, but you haven't been able to achieve it over and over and over again, that you really want it and it hasn't happened, that's nothing but an excuse and a trick to keep you from dealing with the real issue, which is your fear. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of what I would do if I could bankroll my own fantasies. So I better keep myself broke. I'm afraid of women, but I'm going to say I want a relationship and then say they never show up and never really like me. I want a relationship. And then, you know, it don't matter what your sexual preference is. The only thing that matters is that you're not crazy. The Course says the only thing that really matters is sanity. I remember a time when I would like ask for what I wanted in a relationship. I'd have all these physical characteristics and emotional characteristics and all this stuff that I would ask for. The only thing I ask for now is I would like to attract a partner into my life at the right time that it is to happen, who is not afraid of me and who sees who I am as something that brings a great deal of joy and healing and happiness and encouragement. The rest of it's going to be all right. The rest of it's going to take care of itself. You know, it's like very simple. Because you can be with people who meet all your physical attributes and you just can't connect in terms of your goal, your purpose, your mind, and your thoughts. And you'll find out really quick that that's where the relationship is located. The relationship is located in the communication, not in the body. The body is just something that's the bait to attract you to the lesson. You know what I'm saying? And that's all of us got our bait ready today. And we all going fishing. You know, and then we hook them and what, we throw them back, don't we? Oh, you're not quite good enough for me. You didn't do what I wanted you to do. You know. And if we're particularly cruel, we just eat them. Devour them, consume them. There's nothing left of them when they're finished with us. They're in therapy for years and years and years and years. That's what you get for being my mate. So you. Because I got some scripts for your butt. I got some scripts. You want to be mine? You want to be mine? Okay.
you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're not going to do this, and you're not going to do that, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this. And I want you to feel free. So I'm going to do one. I'm going to try to get through this next paragraph. I might not. I kind of figure those are my two choices. Do y'all believe this girl grabbed me and kissed me? The men can really appreciate this. You think of something in your mind, and then the person stops and just walks towards you. That's his vision. And then he grabs you. And then he talks the truth to you. And dances. And all you did was thought it. You didn't do anything to try to make it happen. It's like, boy, if it can happen in one situation and circumstance, it can happen in every area of my life. Wow. Whew. I'm so excited. The possibilities. So, anyway, the Bible emphasizes that all prayer is answered, and this is indeed true. The very fact that the Holy Spirit has been asked for anything will ensure a response. The fact that you've asked the higher power will ensure a response. Yet it is equally certain, and this is the important part, it's equally certain that no response given by the higher self or higher power or God, no response that comes from God will ever be a response that increases your fear. No response that comes from God is going to be a response that increases your fear. So if you think you're asking God and you get an answer, and you get terrified as soon as you hear that answer, it isn't from God. You know, you need to go, you know, what you need to do is go to Uganda and be working with the Peace Corps. But I don't want to go to Uganda. I want to go to the mall. Can we do a Habitat for Humanity in Marshall Fields or something, you know? You know, so remember, when you go to your higher self, it's not going to give you an answer that's going to increase your fear. If you're receiving an answer from God that's your personal answer, it will not make you feel more afraid. So if you're feeling more afraid, you haven't heard your answer yet. If you're feeling more afraid, you haven't heard your answer yet. If you're feeling more afraid, you haven't heard your answer yet. If you receive an answer and all it made you do is feel more afraid, then you haven't heard your answer yet. So the Course says that it is totally possible that you don't hear the answers that are being given you, but it's totally impossible that you could lose the answers that are being given you. So right now you're being given the answer to all of your problems and everything that you're confused about by your higher self. Right this moment, I don't care whatever you think your problem is, you're getting answers right now, but you don't hear them. Here's the cool part. You might not hear the answer, but you'll never lose it. The answer will always be there whenever you're ready for it. You can never lose. That's why when you tell somebody something, or you give them some advice, or you share something with them, that's why you don't stick around with them until they accept it. Because how long? It may take them 100 years to see the benefit of what you just said. But you did give them the outcome when you gave them the answer. It's like me saying, it's like me telling you, if you want to turn the lights on in this room, flick that light switch. And you go, I don't believe that. Okay, well, I'm going to move on. I got to think I'm provision for a move. So when you are ready to accept the fact that you think that if you want that light on, you have to flick that switch, then you can flick that switch and you'll get the light on, even though I'm gone. So I not only gave you the answer, I also gave you the outcome. So whenever you tell somebody the truth, you've given them the answer and you've given them the outcome. And so at that point, you move on because it's up to them to determine when they want to use it. If you stick around and wait till everybody around you uses your advice and your gifts, you won't be moving forward in your own spiritual development. You gave them the gift. And when they get ready... Yeah. Great. And then when they get ready to use it and they realize it's a blessing and not a curse, they'll use it. So that's how you do it. If you do it any other way, the Course says you're imprisoning the person that you're giving the gift to. If you stick around and make sure that they use it the way you want them to use it, you didn't give them a gift, you imprison them. They don't want you sticking around to make sure they use it. I've used this analogy many times. Someone gives you a wedding gift, a toaster, right? And you wake up the next morning and they're in your kitchen to make sure you use it. They didn't give you a gift, they imprisoned you. Now you gotta feel guilty if you don't use a gift, you know? You can't wrap it up and give it to somebody else. So remember, if you've given the truth to somebody, or you've tried to help somebody, or you've given them some advice, or anything you've done, don't imprison them by trying to make sure they use it when you want them to use it. Because trust is a part of giving. So you have to trust they'll use it when they see it as a blessing and not a curse. So the court says, there are many answers you have already received, but you haven't yet heard. I assure you that these answers that you received and haven't heard yet are waiting for you. So thanks for listening to this much with me today. So I got some things I want to do at the end to kind of, you know, hammer it home. That's where you learn stuff. You get a little repetition in there. I'm going to do the love offering. Hey, y'all, I do this for a living in the world, so I really want you to know I appreciate your generosity with me. It's through God that I receive, but I'm so thankful to you for being willing to be channeled. And I hope you receive something equally as valuable through me to you. Whew. You ever get a chance, go see Spearhead.
Is that who you saw last night?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still here?
No, they just had one night last night. And it's not a concert, it's an experience of the real world.
Where is it?
It's a band, and I did with the town last night. Just be on the lookout for them. Spearhead. That's the name of the group. The lead singer's name is Michael Fronti. F-R-A-N-T-I. They got a lot of stuff out. Yeah. Let's bless the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me. You allow your prosperity.
I allow my prosperity.
And I allow mine too.
And I'm
going to
allow mine and yours.
And I allow mine and yours and theirs. That's right. And I allow kisses. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I tell you. I love the love that's coming my way. So I just have to stay grateful. Remember that was part of the prosperity secret was gratitude? Okay. All right. Anybody else need to make any announcements about it? But I just want to say this one more time. We got 5 minutes, and I just want to go through it so we can get the main gist of it.
Know your power now. Are you ready to know your love now? Are
Are you ready to know your success now? Are you ready to know your peace now? Are you ready to know your love now? Are you ready to know God now? Are you ready to know Spirit now? It's time for your good. It's time to have your good completely overflowing abundantly in your life. May your good be overflowing and abundant in your life. May your good be overflowing and abundant in your life. May your good be overflowing and abundant in your life. May my good be overflowing and abundant in my life. May my good be overflowing and abundant in my life. May my good be overflowing and abundant in my life. May my good be overflowing and abundant in my life. May my good be overflowing and abundant in my life. I deserve to be rich right now. 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 I accept my wealth 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 right now. Mighty companions, may the cross be with you. Can we acknowledge that we cool? Are available. Love y'all. Thanks so much for coming. Wednesday 12 noon. Thursday at 7 p.m. Sundays at 1. Come to any class.